Blog Talk Radio.
Co-host, the worst co-host in the history of podcasts, one of the biggest assholes I've ever known in my whole life, the Peach Machine. What's going on, Peach?
Dude, I called my wife 20 minutes ago and I said, I'm going on Ed's show at 9 o'clock, so I'm calling you now so that we don't, you know, you don't mix up my lines. Who do you think called me at 9:01 tonight? Of course, it couldn't go any other way, Ed. Could it?
No, of course not. Women, they always have to screw everything up.
Yeah, no shit. But anyway, I love my wife.
That's why our ancestors got kicked out of paradise, because a woman had to screw everything up.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to believe that story. Yeah, man, you texted me earlier today to see if I wanted to do the show. And I was wondering if you were going to do – I was kind of expecting to get a call. I figured you'd do a Mania wrap-up show. What did you guys talk about last week?
WrestleMania, but now we're going to give a more R-rated version of everything that happened this week.
Good. No, fuck that. I didn't hear your show. I want to hear about Brent. You got to recap that for me.
Okay. I don't even know what to say about this dude because, you know.
Is it worth listening to? How about that? Or is it just stupid?
Yeah, it's worth listening to because it's just so amazing how this guy just his plan and what his thought process was in this whole thing. It's like I've always thought Brian is like I don't know like he does no planning. He just expects shit to be done, and he makes Brian look like a fucking world traveler who's like. You know, like on the ball and got everything planned and everything. I mean, that's how bad this dude is. Basically, this is what his plan was. Okay, he hears that the Freebirds are going into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Is that why we heard the Freebirds in the open here? Is that why we heard that song?
That and I'm Too Lazy to Change It.
Oh, okay.
It's been the opening theme song for like the last 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Carry on.
But,
sorry.
All right, so he hears the Freebirds are going to go in the Hall of Fame, so he assumes, okay, Missy Hyatt has to be going, has to drop everything in her life to go to the Freebirds Hall of Fame ceremony. Now, amazingly or luckily, Missy Hyatt was in Dallas for a WrestleCon,
no,
but she didn't
right
go
there.
To the Hall
stop
of Fame,
right
she was booked.
Stop. Ed, you got to listen to me. Stop you right there.
Yeah.
I don't know the connection between Missy Hyatt and the Freebirds. Why would he have assumed that?
Because the first time Missy saw wrestling, she turned on the TV and she saw the Freebirds on Georgia. So they've worked together, and he assumes that they're like best of friends, even though I don't think she's spoken to Michael Hayes in like 8 years, and just assume mm-hmm. that she has to be there because she's so good friends with the Freebirds.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Somehow
so
he knows
he
who her best
sort of
friends
connection.
And who she's close to.
Okay, but they're you're saying they're not actually close to Freebirds and Missy Hayes. I have so, okay, I'm with you.
So he has no idea that she's actually going to be there at WrestleCon, signing Friday, signing Saturday, working the show Saturday night. He just assumed. I mean, it's by some miracle that she actually was there, because had she not been booked at WrestleCon, he was going to book this trip. He was going to buy this $300.
So,
Jewish necklace
yeah.
to give to Missy?
As far as Brent's concerned, Missy was in the main event of WrestleMania. Like, he had no fucking clue.
Yeah, yeah. He just assumed that she'd be there, and somehow he'd run into her and give her this $300 necklace. Now, somehow he bought it on credit, and he keeps saying how if he pays it off in 2 months,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
he doesn't pay no interest, but he ain't
going
to pay it off in 2 months. He's going to pay it off in 2 years and probably pay like a grand.
So did you guys discuss this on the show?
Yeah.
Okay, and what was his plan? Because I have an idea.
Okay, his plan was he bought this necklace. He was going to go to the WWE Hall of Fame. He was going to give it to Missy. Missy was going to love it and put it on and, I guess, fall in love with him, and then he could be the father of Missy's children. And they could live a Jewish life happily ever after.
Okay.
So
of course that doesn't happen. I know how the story plays out. I want to know how your interview went with him.
I ended up yelling at him and hanging up on him.
Yeah, you did. So how long was he on the show?
About 20 minutes.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good run. You know, okay, so we know that the end of the story is Brent gives this necklace to a waitress that whatever, and so now he's out $275. Do you think he's going to be able to pay it back?
Not in 2 months like he's thinking he can, so he doesn't pay interest. And he's
how, does
gotta
he
pay
get, how does
20...
he get any money?
He is on Social Security because he's
okay.
a little wacky. And then he gets inheritance from his parents. And
that's
basically
how
he supports himself. Yeah.
His parents are dead? So
they're alive, but he gets an inheritance already. I guess they know he can't take care of himself, so they
okay,
have to do
okay,
it.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, so that's a little bit different. I thought he was putting up the money himself. So this might all be total bullshit. Someone might have bought that necklace for him. His dad might have bought it for him or something like that. You think that's possible? Because who the fuck would give him $275?
He's probably going to ask him to do that because, like I say, he's got to pay 20% a month on that necklace.
No, Ed, but listen to what I'm saying here. Do you think a fucking jeweler whose job it is to sell jewelry decided that Brent Kremen walked into my store and, yeah, he's good for $275? Fuck no. You know how that would have played out? Brent has to walk in there, and do you think any clerk on the planet would be like, oh, yeah, after talking to him for 2 minutes? Sure. We'll give this guy $275 of fucking credit. No, that couldn't have happened. So we got it. I don't know. I want to know what the fuck actually happened.
He went, and they probably knew that he wasn't going to pay it back in 2 months, and we're happy to give it to him. They're like, we're going to give him this $300 necklace, and he's going to give us like a grand when all said and done.
But you, I mean, maybe I can't as a store. If I was a store owner and some, I mean, I would know that guy. I mean, it's not like he has a fucking credit card. Probably, it's not like he has a driver's license.
Dude,
we know that
he's Jewish. They think Jewish people are rich. They figure his parents will pay for it or something.
All right. I mean, I'll take your word for it. But man, that just seems odd to me.
The necklace exists. I saw the damn thing. So.
I saw the necklace too. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm saying it's either it wasn't $275, it was like $10, and someone told him it was $250, $70. or someone else bought it, or he I'm not saying he stole it, but maybe it was his mom's or something. Like, I just don't buy how he got the necklace.
It's pretty easy to get shit on credit, dude, because most people know that they're not going to pay in time and they're going to make more money off of the interest. So I can see that very easily. I don't see why you can't comprehend that. All right.
I mean, I can on some level, but it just, I guess maybe, you know, if Brent can pull it together, you know, so sometimes maybe he can pull it together and maybe, you know, act a little more professional. So he was not his usual Brent self. That has to be it.
What was your take on Brent at this dinner when he was giving this speech and everything?
Well, I've met him before. I think I've met him two or three times actually. And, man, you know, when it was happening, I was just, my initial reaction was like, don't feed him, don't feed the troll, like, this is going to get bad. But then I felt bad for him, and fuck it. I mean, if we all did give him a dollar, we were going to give him 40 bucks, who the fuck cares, so we can get home. I mean, what was really stupid is that there was numerous people that probably could have given him a ride, for one. But I kind of liked it, man. I kind of liked it. The fucking Empire was like, hey, this is one of our brothers in need. Well, yeah, man, we'll hook you up. I mean, I don't think Brent was intentionally trying to take advantage of anybody, for sure.
I'm not trying to take advantage of anybody, but the dude has no shame.
It's not about shame. It's not about shame.
I mean, the only other person I could see get up there and ask for money is probably you.
You motherfucker. I'm rich, dude. Don't you know that?
Your wife's rich.
I'm a public school teacher. I'm fucking rich as shit. I didn't think it was a big deal, and I was kind of glad it happened because, you know, it was a moment that everyone's remembering. You know, so you know, I'm glad he did it.
Uh-huh.
And Brent, if you're listening, man, you know, if you do have trouble paying that back, I'm sure the board members would be willing to step up once again in some capacity. But, because, man, that would be terrible if he, you know, does get awful credit for the rest of his life if he, you know, fucks up.
Well, you know, he does have a life fund that you can donate to since you want to spearhead this effort to pay it off.
Wait, I'm whoa, sure whoa, whoa. Okay, now hold on. Now let me hear this again. He has a life fund to which you can donate.
Yes, he has a life fund to which you can donate to help him live.
Where and how do you get access to this?
I don't know. I've never seen it. He's just brought it up on the show before when he was on Brian's one time. He gave out the details to where you could donate to his life fund. So all his, the man has many fans, you could donate to his life fund and improve his lifestyle.
Okay. All right. I'm with you. All right. Maybe I'll donate him a couple bucks if he needs it. But anyway,
I won't because I know he won't use it in the proper way because I know that he's not going to be using it to buy drugs or hookers.
I was going to say, he's going to straight up pay it back, I'd hope. But yeah, you're right. That's a waste.
Yeah. So yeah, that was
what was your take on Mania?
And then there was the rumors that he was in jail on before WrestleMania. And that was like a topic.
I heard that.
Until Craig ran into him at WrestleMania, and it turned out I was actually very disappointed because I was hoping that mugshot would come out of Brent in his orange pajamas.
What? Who?
In Texas, when they arrest you and throw you in jail, they make you wear these orange pajamas, basically.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I got you.
So, was really very much hoping to see a mugshot of this, but it didn't happen.
Ed, I, before we get too far and I forget about this, I wanted to say I was very impressed with how professional you handled the whole fucking bus situation because, you know, there was nothing you could do, and you kept it together, and you fucking navigated, or not navigated, but you commandeered that's the same word, but you were in charge, you facilitated both those fucking buses, and the fucking dummy on bus number two, what a fucking bitch, or what a greedy
cunt,
you know what I mean?
We were bus number two, bus number one is the one with issues.
Yeah.
That was a dumb bitch, and then...
She stole money from you. That was bullshit.
Yeah, pretty much. But, yeah, that fucking sucked. I'm kind of glad Brian was on that bus. Well, for two reasons. One, just because I enjoyed Brian's misery, and that was fun. But two,
yeah.
because these people who unfortunately had to deal with the situation had someone to look at as a leader and kind of put Brian in that position. And
right.
I don't know if they would have stayed calm and be unupset with me having there to be in charge. Like, I think they might have freaked out a lot more and a lot of shit would have gone down.
Well,
had Brian not been there to, like, kind of like lead
truth
the process.
Truth be told, if Dez
would have been in charge, who the fuck knows what would have happened? People would try to kill me when they got back to the bus or back to the hotel.
But truth be told, bus number one, which I was on with Ed, what time did we land there? What time did we get back?
Well, 45
or something?
No, we got back like in, because we the bus, she started the engine right at 12. We were back before 12:30. It didn't take very long at all.
Well, truth be told, we got back at 12:30, and bus number two showed up at 12:31. So it really ended up being no big deal.
Well, we probably could have got out of there sooner, but there was, okay, so I had everybody write down their names, and as they got back on the bus, they were supposed to scratch out their names.
Right.
There was one name that was not scratched out, and I had no idea of this person, where this person was. So I even went through the bus asking.
Yeah, I know.
And it turns out it was your buddy Dez's son, and I haven't given Dez shit about this because, you know, in the big scheme of things, it's a small thing. But, and I know his phone died, but he really should have, like, gone out of his way to tell Brian or somebody else that, hey, my son who rode on your bus is with me and is going to ride on the other bus, so we don't sit there till 12 o'clock waiting for this person to show up. Because I don't even know if it was you or Doc G who finally, like, that's his son. That was name was on the list that wasn't marked out.
That wasn't me. I never figured it out until it must have been Doc G. And I also wanted to comment on Doc G because we were standing outside, the three of us, and there was some fucking random Asian kid running around the parking lot with holding a WrestleMania chair. He was completely lost, completely fucking just had no idea what was going on, and he comes up to us, and he's asking for the hotel, and we're both like, ah, fuck, I don't know. Like, he's like, where's the bus to the hotel? That's actually not what he said. He said almost no English, but we figured that that's what he wanted. Anyway, you know, I was like, dude, I don't know what to tell you. And I was thinking we should let him on our bus, but I had no fucking clue where our bus was compared to where he was going. And Doc G asked him where the hotel was, and he said it was whatever it was, and that was near us. So Doc G said, yes, let's invite him on the bus. So I thought, we made that kid's night, or he did, because I wasn't really even thinking about it.
That's right. We picked up a Japanese man who spoke no English, who was just running around with the WrestleMania chair, and we were nice enough to give him a ride back.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny, actually.
It was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
What do you think of Raw? Are you on the haters list?
I didn't really enjoy Raw all that much. I mean, the Enzo thing was good. The main event was good, but I thought the show overall sucked. I thought the crowd kind of sucked. There was only one real section that was really making noise, and they were a parody of their normal selves. You know what I mean? It wasn't like organic like it's been. It was just like we're gonna get ourselves over, but they did it in the most shittiest, lamest way possible. And I'm sure they had fun while they were doing it, but it was just, I'm just sitting there and it's like, I should have fucking drove back to San Antonio already. This is fucking a waste, man. The show sucks and this crowd is whatever, you know what I mean? So I thought Raw was the least entertaining show that I went to the whole weekend, and I went to like fucking 8 shows.
Hold on, I'll put you on mute for a second.
Why are you putting me on mute?
Sorry, I was blending something. I didn't want to be an asshole, because I know how you hate that.
You can't help but be an asshole no matter what you do.
You always say that. I'm the nicest motherfucker on the planet. I am so nice to everyone.
What? Whatever. I know you.
You do.
Yeah.
Dude,
I know
you're
so
nice.
Scum of the earth, man.
Everybody likes me.
Whatever. You should have heard Rodney talking about you.
Rodney fucking loves me. You know that.
Rodney was like, tell me to go to the back of the bus.
Dude, when you got off the bus and you were talking to the guy, and I got back on to, like, to say, give him the update, everybody in the bus, and I said, hey, everybody, this is blah, blah, blah. The bus is going to be leaving here, but you can do a Q&A with me. Fucking crickets. Crickets. No one had a goddamn clue who I was. They were like, who the fuck is this long-haired dude stoned out of his mind stammering on up here?
They were probably like, at that moment, they were probably wishing they were walking that mile to the other bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, we are not in the fucking mood for anything.
Wait, and weren't like the two biggest dudes on the bus that had to walk like a mile?
Emerson was on the second one. He was the biggest dude I saw all weekend.
Yeah. And then the guy, Larry.
He's like a fat
Larry
was hero.
Pretty big. Yeah. He looked like a slim Chris Hero, because I saw Chris Hero over the weekend. That motherfucker's fat.
Yeah. Well, something he struggles with.
Another one of the guys you failed besides Colt Cabana.
Did you see Colt at Ring of Honor?
No, I only stayed for two matches at Ring of Honor, and then I went to NXT.
Have you seen
and
Colt
considering
lately?
Considering that Colt Cabana was a big surprise, I'm justified in saying that I made the right decision.
All right. Well, have you seen him lately?
Not really. I think he's gotten a little better shape, I guess.
I mean, for him, he's gotten in the best shape I've ever seen him.
So he's only semi-fat then.
Right. I mean, he's still a fucking thick, barrel-chested dude. He's never going to fucking be lean. But, man, you know, I don't even think, you know, think we talk about physiques and shit all the time in terms of pro wrestling. I don't think people care whether or not you're fat or whatever. They want to know that you're trying, right? They like, even if Colt Cabana never achieves, you know, an ultimate physique, they want to know, this is fucking Colt Cabana working his ass off for us, the fans. And I think a lot of people, I heard a lot of people disappointed with Chris Hero, not because of his fucking match. I'm sure his match was, brilliant. But, you know, he has put on a lot of weight, and I'm sure he's very conscious of that fact. And lots of people were giving him shit. And, you know, because they feel like the people feel like Chris must not be trying. He fucked up WWE because of his physique, basically. As far as I know. And, you know, I feel bad for him, and I hope he can get it together and figure out whatever Colt figured out.
You know what was funny about the whole Chris Hero thing is, okay, you know, no one was really chanting. I'm sure a lot of people thought he was fat and talked about him being fat, but no one really chanted at him for being fat. And then Matt Hardy comes out at that super show, and everyone starts chanting Fat Hardy. And Matt Hardy looked like a Greek god compared to Chris Hero.
Yeah, but that's shtick. I mean, that's Chris Hero's a face as well, right?
I think he's a heel.
Matt Hart. No, I think he's a face. I don't know. I didn't see the match, so I'm just taking a guess. Anyway. Yeah, man, Chris Hero is a fucking phenomenal wrestler. No one would ever, ever doubt you or doubt anybody if you said that. And, man, he's got so much fucking talent. He's got so much talent. And I think the fans just want to see that he's trying to improve. And right now it feels like he's not. So, yeah. Let me ask you about the fucking amazing NXT show. Why was it so good? Should I watch it on the network?
I actually need to rewatch it myself because at that point, I think I had been up for well over 30-plus hours during a 5-hour drive, everything else. I was falling asleep during the show. Not that it was putting me to sleep, but that my body was like, fuck you, I want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was fighting, dozing off throughout the whole show, but it was a good show. But and maybe if I wasn't falling asleep, I would say it was the best show. But honestly, the best show that I went to from top to bottom was the Shimmer show.
Well, I figured you'd be saying that.
But honestly, you could ask Rodney and a bunch of the other guys that I convinced or kind of talked into going who didn't really give a fuck and thoroughly enjoyed. You know, you should have seen Rodney, dude. He was like, there were so many times where he just had this look of concern that Candice LeRae or somebody was going to die and stuff. Yeah, it was crazy. But that was an awesome show. Even though Dave Prazak's the fucking troll and had Leva lose in the first round just to piss me off. I know he did it just for that. But it was still an awesome show.
No, you can't. Don't blame Prazak, you know. She just got beat. She got beat by the better woman that night, fair and square.
No, that was
a
work match. Had it been a shoot, she would have kicked cheerleader Melissa's ass, no problem.
Anyway, how is your girl?
She doesn't need surgery, thankfully, but she has to wear like a brace of one of those big boots for like 4 weeks, no pressure, and then four more weeks with the boot where she can like start walking around. So hopefully in 2 months she can start working again, but I mean, it could have been worse, but and then luckily for her, you know, she has another job that has insurance, which she, well, I'm sure you know that 90% of the guys in the business, the girls don't have insurance, so you know she has that going for her, thankfully. So
yeah,
so because being an indie wrestler and being out 2 months, that could fuck your whole world up for a long time.
Oh fuck yeah, especially most indie shows, guys aren't even getting paid $100.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask you, did she notice a bump in her T-shirt sales that one day?
I didn't actually ask her, but I'm sure she did. Because like, besides getting you to post that, I got Stevie to do that on the Angry Mark site. So hopefully she made a few extra bucks that day. I know she cleaned up at WrestleCon. That's for sure.
And hold on, not to get it. Well, I don't know where the fuck topic we're on now, but. What was that text exchange with you and Goff?
Excuse me?
The Twitter exchange.
Oh.
Remember, he said something about something I wrote in the Daily or something.
Yeah, because he did not like the wording that you used because you put, she was kind enough to go on the bus with us. So...
Yeah,
somehow,
that's right. What did he think I meant by that?
So what he meant. I know that you were like, oh, she was just kind of going with Ed. I know you're just being a dick on that, but I don't know what. Alex still has no sense of humor at all. I mean, he has no sense of humor, so he takes everything so literally that when you throw something like that or something's worded the way he thinks it shouldn't be worded, it's a fucking big deal.
Well, but I mean, like, what did he think I was implying that was like off?
I don't think he was implying that you're trying to imply anything. He just didn't like the wording of it.
I know. For which it should have said, she was nice enough, or just. I was just trying to kind of say it complimentary, and I knew if I worded it that way, it would seem like people who knew would know that I was busting your balls.
Yeah, that's what I knew. Figured it was, but
that's all I meant. I meant, yeah, it was cool of her to do that. Yeah, and sure, she got a ride out of it or whatever. But lots of fucking wrestlers do not like to be around people. So it's cool, and they're just normal fucking people. Most of them are just normal fucking people.
Yeah.
And yeah, man. So, Levi, I know I didn't hardly talk to you, but that was kind of you to ride the bus. And Goff was kind of you to reply to my tweet.
a lot of people
but, no,
take
but
great
I meant
offense
nothing
to you.
It.
Hold on, let me throw this out. It seems like a lot of people take great offense to you writing the daily updates, because not only does Alex Gulf take everything you say literally and somehow it makes him upset, Robert's been going on the last few days telling everybody how out of touch the website is because of the person who is writing the daily updates. So, Robert, not a fan of you.
I see people don't understand what the daily update is. It's a group effort.
I guess
effort.
They think that you researched everything, you looked everything
right.
up,
right.
and then you wrote it down, when in reality you just going through a shitload of emails and just writing down everything you can as briefly.
Exactly.
Get as much
exactly.
information in there as possible.
It's exactly right. Like, I have no agenda. I have, like, all I'm trying to do is take every fucking bit of information from the day, put it together, and add a little humor if I can. And the people who are gathering all the shit, it's usually not even me. It's all the other writers of the website. They're all helping to gather this information. That's a shitload of stuff, you know? So, people, I am just clicking. I'm basically just publishing the works of others. As you can tell from the top, it says Observer Staff. And if I fucked up and left it as Peach one day, that was the mistake on me. So look at the top to see. I shouldn't have. That was a mistake on me. And also, if you're reading the daily update and you see a name beneath the paragraph, that would be credited to the previous article or piece or part would be credited to that person. For instance, on today's, I wrote a brief little deal on the weigh-ins because I watched them. And so I wrote that at the top, and then underneath I fucking put my name. And then every single thing below that is not mine. It is, well, today it was all Dave's.
Speaking of, are you in fucking Tampa right now?
Yeah, I'm in Tampa.
Why aren't you at White Bar City watching Shine like I'm watching in silence here as we do the show?
Because I don't fucking care about wrestling, like, at all.
Yeah, but it's women wrestling, dude. It's so much better. I can't blame you, though, because, like, Leva's hurt. She's not on the show. And then Mia Yim is not on the show either because she's booked elsewhere because they booked the show. Dude, this show is, like, actually a disaster because they usually tell you, like, weeks in advance, okay, this is when we're having the show. This is who's on the show.
Wait, how did you know I was in Tampa, by the way?
DBJ told me because he was asking if I was doing a show tonight.
Oh.
Somehow he knew. So.
Yeah, because I was texting him with them earlier. Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, like Monday or Tuesday, I get a text from Lance Storm who's like, hey, how do I watch this Shine show on Friday? Can you give me the information? And I'm like, Shine show on Friday? If anyone should know about a Shine show on Friday, it's me. But why don't I know about this shit? So I go to the Shine website. I go to the Facebook page. And there's nothing about a show. And this is like Monday or Tuesday. So finally, I think Wednesday, they announced, oh, we're having our show on Friday and so-and-so. And it's like, God damn, you could at least give these girls a little more respect and advertise a little better. I mean, that was kind of fucked up. And they can't use the excuse, oh, we had a busy week, WrestleMania weekend, because last Friday they did a really good job promoting the FIP show, which was a show that Leva got hurt on. So it's like, why can you promote that show good, but you can't promote the Shine show? I mean, what the fuck is up with that? And shit.
Priorities, brother. One of them makes money.
Do they make my money on this show?
What do you mean?
There's more people watching Shine than FIP. Come on. I mean, the biggest thing the same FIP ever had is, I think, that one time they had Chubby Roderick Strong as their champion.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Speaking of Roderick, I can't believe he actually won a match at WrestleMania weekend this past week.
Oh,
he usually has a job out to everybody.
That's his job.
Yeah. But he
beat Moose, right?
Yeah, he beat Moose. He kicked Moose in the face so fucking hard, dude. I felt bad for Moose.
wouldn't you? if Moose was coming at me, I'd kick him in the face as hard as I fucking could. He's a monster.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, if he was trying to kill me, but not a work wrestling match. Thought Roddy thought he was in Japan or something.
You keep saying this work word. I just assume the best wrestler wins.
It's a work, dude. I don't know if you know that, but it's a work. But
yeah.
Speaking of someone
like
of your other friends, I ran across your buddy Seidel. Did he tell you about his encounter with me at WrestleCon?
Maybe. I don't know. I just dropped him off at the airport. He didn't mention it.
I just remember why he was. I guess he was at the WrestleCon and he was leaving, and he's got this big old duffel bag full of gimmick shirts that
he didn't sell. He did tell me this. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Well, finish the story.
Well, like I say, he just had his big ass box of shirts he didn't sell, so I guess he didn't do all that great at WrestleCon.
Well,
and then he started giving some little girl shit about trying to take a photo of him and shit. He's all, you're supposed to pay for that.
Yeah. Well, he didn't really know that he was supposed to be doing the WrestleCon part until late, and I don't know. Just shit didn't fucking pop for him that time. But I mean, he sold a bunch of shirts. He just brought way too many.
Yeah. Yeah, I figure a lot of people probably did that. Did you actually go to the WrestleCon and walk around that?
Nope, not a bit.
You should have. That was actually pretty interesting seeing all these old timers like Raven was there, and
yeah, I heard.
She looks nothing like Raven. Like she looks like a 60-year-old Raven.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's what I was expect. Yeah.
Yeah, and then like there were just so many people who like the road has owned. I mean, there were some fucking fucked up looking people there. And then along with a lot of hot.
Well,
shit.
I didn't want to pay $40 just to go fucking look at people get autographs because it's not like I was going to get autographs.
I guess. Besides, they probably would have banned your ass from even being in there.
Why?
Just because it's well known.
They probably would have given me a booth. I was doing so much good merch, so.
Yeah. But I was cool. I actually enjoyed it. I went both days.
Well, whose autographs did you get?
Well, I mainly just took photos with like people.
What did you get?
Like the Iron Sheik, Sheiky Baby, Kevin Von Erich, Kelly Blanchard, Bill Apter, and then the rest were all women, like Tori Wilson, Melina, who I probably could have stayed and talked to for like 30 minutes because she didn't seem to want to end the conversation, but there were people in line, so I kind of like slowly back the way as she was talking to me. But
why
was
that?
Pretty cool.
Was
and
she drunk?
No, she didn't. I don't think she was drunk, but she was looking pretty good. And then that one ring announcer for Lucha Underground, Melissa Santos, that chick is fucking drop dead gorgeous. And then Missy Hyatt, of course. That was cool.
So you like Mexican chicks?
What?
I didn't think you liked Mexican chicks.
I like all chicks. I just Asian chicks the best.
Yeah, Missy was there, yeah.
I had this one chick, she's kind of new in the business. She kind of carnied me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think her name's Katie Forbes, which is funny because one of the people on the bus, her name was Katie Forbes. But it's this brunette with these big giant tits and tattoos on like one arm and shit. So she's real hot. And, she works for a small group called Wildcat. And the only reason I even know about that Wildcat is because my one friend, Cherry, that went to WrestleMania in New Orleans with me and then the Vegas, she's the ring announcer for this group. So I knew she was there. So I went and I asked her, like, how much the photos were. She either told me 5 or 10, which was, you know, most of the more named people were selling their shit for 20, right? So I'm like, okay, right. So I give her... I didn't have a 10, so I gave her a 20. So this chick, she grabs a 20, she she kind of opens up her bra, she sticks it in her bra, and then she, like, gives me this big hug to take a selfie. And the whole time I'm thinking, that was pretty slick and pretty ballsy, so you can keep 20, that's cool.
I guarantee you that ain't the first time she's done that.
Yeah, yeah. So I wonder how many people actually would have said something, but I was kind of impressed that she pulled that. So I was like, all right, fine, go ahead. But I could see other marks, you know, be like, where's my change, or just be like totally embarrassed about it or something. But yeah, she carded me out of 10 bucks. So. But like I said, I didn't mind. But yeah, WrestleCon was cool. I mean, there were just so many fucking people there. Like, fucking the Barbarian was there. Just all kinds of mad people were there. It was pretty insane.
Who was your favorite old timer to see?
Kevin, but I didn't know Kevin was going to be there. But other than Kevin, go after, because, you know, I grew up on those wrestling magazines. I remember going to the store every week to see if they were in. And that was pretty cool. And he talked to me for like about a good 15 minutes. So that was pretty cool. So yeah, WrestleCon was big ups. And then, like, you know, hanging out at the bar at night and just seeing all the other old timers hanging out, drinking and getting drunk. You know, Nasty Boys are asking people to buy them drinks. And Jarrett was acting like he was going to fight somebody. And then Karen Jarrett jumped up.
I'll put this out there right now. Jeff Jarrett, I will fight you. I don't fucking like you. I think you're a sack of shit for many reasons. If you want to fight an MMA fight, name the time and place. Jeff Jarrett, I'm calling you a pussy. I don't care what the fucking weight class is. I think you're a bitch. And you need to hang it up before you get hurt. All right, that was it.
Okay, well, going back to my story, so it looked like he was going to get into a fight, and then his wife Karen jumped up, and she was acting like she was going to fight instead, and she fucking lifted up her fucking shirt and was just showing off her bra and her titties, like when she's like 12 inches away from me. So I was like, I didn't know what was going on, but I was like enjoying the whole situation.
You're like, let it go.
Yeah. I was all, take it off, take it. But it was pretty cool. And then I was talking to Missy, and then some blonde starts hitting on Missy, and then Missy blew off the blonde to keep talking to me, so that was pretty cool. So I'm like, Brent,
Missy, bye.
I actually got to meet Missy.
Oh. Yeah, but how many drinks did you buy her?
None, actually.
Hey, I made weed butter. Can I fry my eggs in it?
Yeah.
I guess you can do whatever you can do with butter, yeah. It just might make the eggs fucking gross,
basically,
though.
If you can put it in brownies, you can put it in your fucking eggs.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm not going to waste it on that.
But what did you do to entertain yourself until WrestleMania started? Because I don't know if people know this, but out of all the people I got tickets for, there was this one fucking idiot who left his ticket, I guess, on his kitchen table in Tennessee and decided to fly to Texas without his WrestleMania ticket. Like, they're just going to let him in without a ticket. So, okay, first off, how could you be so stupid and forget your ticket? And what did you do till 6 o'clock? Because they made you wait till 6 o'clock before they gave you a new
ticket.
Okay,
I've got an amazing story to tell you. Okay, so the night before, Saturday night, do you know what happened that night?
No.
We did a roast. We roasted Matt Sydal. Me and about 25 of ROH locker rooms. We did a, a comedy roast.
When was this again?
This was Saturday night.
Saturday that we were there, or the Saturday the week before?
No, the night before WrestleMania.
Okay.
So we did a roast, and I spoke. I was like the host, and then a bunch of people roasted, like Adam Cole, Roddy, Mark Briscoe, you know, like that. Jeff Jones. So anyway, it was great, and we had a fucking great. We had a sweet party afterwards, and anyway, that all leads to the point of I was incredibly fucking hungover all day. So this is exactly what I did. My ticket, I left in Knoxville, right? And so
yeah,
I had my wife take a photo of it, and I went up to the window, and the lady said, "Ah, I can't reprint this for you. It doesn't work like that." And I said, "Damn it! All right, what can I do?" And she said, "I'll tell you what. If at 6 o'clock no one has scanned in your ticket, I'll reprint it for you." So that was, you know, we got there at 4:30. So from about 4:30 to 6, I literally laid on my stomach and tried not to vomit. And it was the best thing I could have done. Like, I kind of took like half a nap and just got to lay
out.
Where?
Just on the grass outside?
Yeah, just right on the fucking grass. Just right on the fucking grass. And the only things I missed were those three horrible opening matches. So I was super glad. Super glad it ended up that way. But yeah, that's what I did.
You missed the best match of the night, Bree Bella's retirement match.
Yeah, I am sad I missed that one. I did want to see Foxy wrestle, but it's fine. I'm glad it was better this way because I enjoyed the rest of the card. I think I was with you. I was with you in camp. WrestleMania wasn't too bad. Shut up about the booking, pussies.
Yeah, I if it was me booking, I probably would have had some different outcomes. But as far as the show itself, that was fun as shit. I mean,
exactly.
You know, Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold. I mean, right there by itself made WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't overanalyze the shit out of it. Like, made the new guys look bad and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, because the new guys are fucking jokes. They got fucking unicorn horns on. I don't know. I don't get pissy about that sort of shit. I just enjoyed it for what it was. I fucking popped when The Rock shot the fire gun. You know, who cares?
Yeah.
WrestleMania.
A pop for the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. That one in front was fucking super hot. Well, they were all hot. But
dude, shut the fuck up.
One,
we were
one blind.
You could not
front.
Tell
Jesus
a
Christ.
Difference in those chicks from where we were sitting.
Dude, you're blind or something, because we had good seats. We could see them perfect.
I was sitting in the same row as you.
Yeah, but I have decent eyesight.
I have incredible eyesight. I have 20/15.
They were girls. It's not like you're going to be attracted to them anyway, if you could see.
All right. Fair enough.
If it was Kenny King and a bunch of Chippendales, you would have been all excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then,
you know,
the best part was that instead of having to, like, deal with you and that jackass Rodney and everyone else, I was distracted with Leva, so just had her distract me from all the losers around me, so that was a plus.
Hey, I enjoyed, I sat next to Brian, and I enjoyed that immensely, and I can't remember who sat to my left, but that guy was a good dude, too. Man, it's just about the experience, like fucking, I love WrestleMania. Just seeing all the different types of people who go and enjoy the same product. And yeah, it's a little fucking lame at times, or a little nerdy, or a little dorky. But it's just kind of a cool thing. If you've never been to WrestleMania and you're on the board, man, it's even better for you because these really are our friends. You know, people are like, oh, you guys don't even, you know, whatever. Like, no, we. This is how you live in 2016. You can be friends with people and only see them twice a year. So, anyway, I don't know.
As geeky and as losers as all these people that we hang out with at WrestleMania in Vegas are, I still like them better than my friends here in town. So I guess
yeah,
I got that going for it.
I totally agree. Like, I look forward to those weeks or however many days each year, man, it's a great time. And Vegas is going to be fucking sick, bro. How about the cards they're putting together?
fucking three fucking shows in 3 days in a row. It's like, what the fuck? That's too much.
How many are you going to go to?
I'm not even going to go to any of them.
Oh, are you still playing that game, you baby?
Yeah. Well, it depends on how much.
Guess who got to meet the four horsewomen because he went to the show with me? Not you.
I met him at the fucking Invictus show, stupid.
The point is, you're getting all pissy with me because I don't hang out with you, and it's because you don't go to the fucking event.
Yeah, well, UFC sucks anyway. So
why are you even going?
Because it's Vegas, and there's a lot of other shit you can do.
So, Ed, hold on. So the reason I brought up that roast thing was to tell you about me being hungover. But my plan for UFC 200 is we do a roast of Brian. What do you think?
I'll host it, and you can close it. I'm going to open and be the middle and close it. I'm just going to insult Brian every chance I get.
No. I'll run the show. You're the headliner. And dude, how awesome would that be? What if we did it Saturday night after, instead of going to Dick's, because fuck Dick's. Or wait,
we can go to
aren't we doing a banquet? We're doing a banquet one night, aren't we?
We are, but we might have to like change that around because we usually do the banquet on Friday and or the show on Friday, so. We might have to move the banquet to Sunday or something. We'll have to figure something out.
Sunday banquet. That may not be a bad fucking idea.
And
because,
if we do the roast, though, somebody has to have a camera focused just on the roaster.
No. It will not be videotaped. That will be a rule.
No. It doesn't. We don't have to videotape the roast. We just need to videotape the reactions Dave Meltzer gives when we is Brian and make fun of him and all that shit.
Okay. Yeah. Should we have Dave talk?
I know you didn't see him, but had you seen Dave Meltzer when Brent was giving his speech, that would have been the biggest highlight of your fucking trip.
I was not in vicinity, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he basically buried his hands in his face and just shook his head viciously in just utter amazement and embarrassment.
Was he, like, sincerely upset or just...
No, he was just embarrassed. He was just embarrassed, like, laughing. Just couldn't believe it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he probably's never met Brent. Was that the first time you'd ever met Brent? No,
I met him at Brian's wedding, and so did Dave.
Oh, okay.
And Dave was so annoyed with him. Like, I think the next day he saw Brick come, and he's like, oh, God, it's Brent.
Personal heat with Dave Meltzer.
Yeah.
Go away heat.
Big fuck heat.
Yeah. So then, I mean, we really do got to think about this. I mean, what if we did like a luncheon? What if we did like a Friday afternoon, like happy hour or something like that instead of a fucking banquets.
Well, we got to get with Scott and see what he has to say about that.
No, I'm just throwing out ideas. So, hey, don't take it personally, you kid.
Yeah. Speaking of throwing out ideas, besides Vegas, WrestleMania next year is in Orlando, where you're pretty close by. So, have you told Seidel that me and you are moving in that weekend? We're going to be roommates, the three of us.
Dude, you know Orlando's like over an hour from here. And it's like $60 in tolls. So you want to drive it like three times or four times?
Oh, wait, he lives in Tampa? But he lives in Orlando.
No, he lives in Clearwater, which is even further than Tampa.
Oh. Well, where does Foxy live? I'd rather stay with her anyway.
She lives in Jacksonville.
How far is that?
5 hours.
5 hours from Tampa?
Yeah, so three and a half.
Well, fuck it.
You
stay with Matt.
Orlando.
You stay with Matt. I'll stay with Foxy. I'll just commute every day.
All right, well, Foxy's going to be over at our house, so.
Oh.
Well, you'll have to get.
I'll be wherever she is, that's all.
Yeah, you wish, brah. Dude, she's not even going to be on fucking next season of Total Divas. Sucks.
Oh, I know, that sucks.
Oh, are we done in five minutes?
Well, the live feed is done in 5 minutes.
Okay, well, I want to do some plugs because I got some plugs to do. So I'm going to do those now. Hey, everybody. You're listening to The Peach Machine, and I want you to follow me on Twitter, @PeachMachine. It's awesome. Check me out. Shoot me a tweet, and I'll follow you back. Secondly, I also write for HalfGuarded.com, and tomorrow I'm going to be doing live UFC play-by-play on that site. So if you want a little more irreverent take on the actions at the UFC, check me out at halfguarded.com. That's it.
That's it.
Are you going to edit it? Are you going to edit that out?
Yeah. There's some cool people at Half Guarded. Daz that writes for Half Guarded.
Yeah. There are cool people.
Then there's Daza, and then there's asshole you, and then there's asshole Mike Coughlin, and then there's probably a bunch of other assholes. But Daz is there, so at least, you know, there's one person that's cool.
Yeah, but what's Daz's real name?
Darren.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. I think he does.
You don't even know Daz is fucking. Some friends you are.
I barely know him.
Why? You have something against English people?
Yeah. They were our evil parent that we had to run away from.
They don't know how to speak proper English either.
No, I love England. I just never been. Do your plugs, dummy. That's what we do.
Well, I was going to ask you a question before I get to my plug.
Oh, okay.
Did you go to Tampa because you thought you were going to get to see your hero Dan Henderson fight, or this other reason?
You know, fuck you. fuck you.
You know the funniest thing about that whole situation
is? I absolutely did, and it broke my fucking heart. And if I ever get a chance to fight Lyoto Machida, I will.
I'm going to buy Machida some steroids if I ever meet him, because that's just so fucking funny. But you know what the funniest part about that whole situation is? Is Dan Henderson is losing his fucking mind and calling out Lyoto and talking shit about Lyoto. And it's like, didn't you like fight like 95% of your fights on TRT?
Yes, legal, state approved, state sanctioned TRT.
Yeah, TRT, yes. That he had to take because he had no testosterone from all the steroids he did when he was younger.
No. That is not true. Dan Henderson is one of the two actual real therapeutic use exemptions that have ever been given out in the UFC. And he has fucking hypogonadism or something like that. No, that is documented. He has a legit need for TRT.
So he has legitimate tiny balls, and they didn't shrink because of the steroids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they think it's because, I don't know if it was genetic or whatever, but because all the years of wrestling, weight cutting can cause that.
And steroids.
So
your boy's a cheater. Your boy's a cheater. Just admit it. You named your dog after a cheater.
No.
Not
at all.
The biggest question I have about this fight that's not going to happen is, why was this fight going to happen? Because I remember the first Dan Henderson of Lyoto Machida, and that was one of the most boring, worst fights I've ever seen in my life. So why were they rematching these motherfuckers?
I have no clue. It's a terrible style fight for Dan. I think they probably did it because they kind of want to rehab Lyoto. And they figured it was a win for him since he already beat him the first time, and it's not like he's gotten better. So I think that's what this fight was supposed to be. So now I don't get to see fucking Dan Henderson fight.
Did he weigh in?
And nope.
Well, I guess UFC is big enough to where they're going to pay him anyways, even if he didn't weigh in.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's getting paid.
And
it's not like he cuts any fucking weight. So he was fighting at 205, I actually don't know what they were fighting at. But whatever. I assume he flew home. I assume he was just like, fuck this, I'm out of here, went immediately home.
Yeah, I couldn't blame the dude. I mean, why hang out with this dude not gonna fucking fight? Plus, he probably knew you were in town, and he didn't want to have to deal with some psycho stalker following him around.
No, in fact, I've never met him, and I would greatly, respectfully introduce myself if I did meet him.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. I wouldn't fucking take a photo of his asshole like you would.
I wouldn't take a photo of his asshole. Misha Tate, on the other hand, that's a different story, but, you know, Paige Van Zandt, that's, you know, a different story. That Hindo.
Are you watching Dancing with the Stars?
I've seen her dances, but I'm not watching the whole fucking show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't watched a single second of them, but is it good?
Yeah, she's pretty awesome, actually.
I bet they do stupid things like work and fight moves.
They did that like last week.
Yeah, it's gay.
This week they were doing Toy Story.
Yeah, man, I've heard like stories about like those motherfuckers practice for like 9 hours a day each day during this competition. I was like, really? You can't pick this dance up in like 20 minutes?
I guess not. And most of them still suck, even after all that. Well, let's get off MMA here, and I want to ask you a question, because I think the last time you were on, you were talking about how you were going to be at some ROH shows, and I mentioned to you one of the Shine Girls was going to be on the ROH show, and she just had like a legitimate UFC fight, and I think you sent me a picture that you took with her. Did you get to talk to Allison Kay about her MMA fight where she got fish hooked in the eye?
Nope. Sorry.
Nope. So you just took a picture to annoy me, and that's it.
It's exactly it. I think Allison Kay's there, so I just found her and took a photo with her. And I said, yep, she is. And she
so
and I
who
are
was
besties.
It, who was it that got harassed by the referee? Was it Allison Kay, Solo Darling, Veda Scott, Manny Leone? Which one of those girls was the one that got the referee fired for being an asshole?
I do not know.
How do you miss the most exciting thing that happened that weekend?
I wasn't there. I wasn't there, and I didn't hear about. I mean, I just drove in from Knoxville. It's not like I travel with the guys, and fucking was at the show, and fucking that was it. So I don't know, and I forgot to ask.
Worthless.
I mean, are you sure it's even one of the workers? Like, are you sure it wasn't just like there's lots of fucking girls that are around there.
No,
may not even have been a wrestler.
It was one of the wrestlers. Because I don't think they would have gave a fuck if he was just harassing some girl at the bar.
No. That's what I mean. I mean, like, other girls are employed by ROH who aren't necessarily wrestlers.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I guess that's possible.
I'm implying,
probably
like,
the smart thing to do because, I mean, I don't think I'd... I mean, Allison Kay is, like, the last girl you'd want to piss off because I'm sure she can legit kick his ass.
Oh,
not to mention
well,
the fact that she's probably bigger than you.
Yeah, she was pretty stout, but
she's pretty hot for a big girl, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Well, I don't think Big Girl's the right. She's. I don't even know how to describe her because she's not.
She's just like solid. She's thick.
She's like an extra large Barbie or something. You know what I mean? Because she's not fat at all. There's no fat. It's just she's the definition of big bone, I guess.
What's her name? Allison what? K?
Allison
A-L-I.
K. Yeah. She's in one of the main events of the show I'm watching right now.
So you're watching Shine or something?
Yeah, I'm watching the Shine Night pay-per-view right now. I told you earlier.
Yeah, she's just like, I bet she's probably like 6 foot.
Probably. When I met her, she was pretty fucking tall. That's the one I got in trouble because I took that ass shot of.
Oh, yeah, she'd beat the fuck out of you.
But I wouldn't mind, actually. I didn't thoroughly enjoy that.
Yeah, the night I met her, she was just doing that extras work for. She was part of P-Dog's posse.
What?
Oh, wait. No, maybe I'm confusing her with somebody else. There was another girl. Yeah, you're right. She had a match, actually. She had a match.
Yeah.
No, but okay. So, yeah. So, like, that night I was there, like, the P-Dog character, Mike Posey, you know, he does, like, a fucking wigger gimmick. And he,
No, I
didn't
know.
It's like a TV squash gimmick. Like, he comes out with this menagerie. He comes out with, like, fucking 7 or 8 or 10 people, you know, all random, like, weird, you know, kind of like Homie on Raw was doing. And then he comes out and acts like an idiot and does a rap, and then somebody kills him. It's really a great gimmick, actually. And Mike Posey's, he's awesome. So you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, it might have been, like, somebody like that got harassed. Like,
oh, okay.
Because there were so many people backstage that I had no clue who they were, and then, you know, turns out they were on the show somehow. But they're not really with
ROH.
Was
Solo on that show?
She's the one with the tail, right?
Yeah, the one with the tail.
Man, I don't think so.
Yeah. Did you see her match at ROH in Dallas?
I was standing there watching it. I have no recollection of it, though.
Well,
I just couldn't stop looking at that stupid tail.
Did they get the heat on the tail?
Oh, I don't even remember, but had they done that before? That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, like the last time I saw her wrestle live, it was a match in Austin, and the girl she was wrestling, every time she'd get the heat, she'd attack the tail and choke the tail in the ropes or stomp on the tail. And
so she, like, sells the
tail.
It
might have got
oh,
the most
cool.
heat of the night.
Yeah, that was, like, one time when I wrestled Shark Boy, and he puts his face on your butt, but, you know, his mask was totally closed. Like, there's no way. It's just you got to sell it like he's biting you anyway.
Well, I'm sure you have experience in selling that, so I'm sure it wasn't a problem for you.
That is true. I do like getting my butt bitten. That's kind of funny. I like that gimmick. She was on the bus too, right?
She was on the bus going there. She ended up not riding the bus back.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah.
So what'd you do after that? After Mania?
Oh, dude. Well, I saw you for a few minutes, but did I tell you about how I almost died?
No.
Okay, so we got back. We went back to my room because that's where Leva had left all her stuff. And then she wanted to go say hi to because she was in England like the month before. And I guess a bunch of those guys from England were there. So she wanted to go say hi to those guys. So I was going to take her over there. But I had my car valeted at the hotel, and, you know, it was a madhouse because everybody was coming back from Mania. So I was like, you know what, it's 1 o'clock, the bar's closed at 2. I'm not going to get in my car for like 30 minutes, so why don't you Uber so you don't miss your friends, and then just come back and I'll take you to the airport. So she went and did that. So I'm taking her stuff back to my room, and I see Oliver. I'm like, hey, Oliver, what's going on? He's like, hey, I'm going to go smoke. So I was like, well, I'll be right there. So I go, I drop her stuff off to the room, and then I go around the hotel. So I go around the hotel, and then I find these steps, and at the bottom of the steps, there's Oliver and a couple people. So I go down there, and I start smoking out.
What type of smoke are we talking about?
What's that?
What type of smoke are we talking about?
The good shit. I don't smoke fucking tobacco.
Oh. Okay,
so,
okay.
So we're smoking out, and then I tell Oliver, well, I got to go because my phone's dead, and I got to wait for Leva, so I can't, in case she messaged me on Facebook or it just shows up. So I start to go up the steps, and Oliver's like, you can go this way if you want. It's shorter. So I was like, okay. So I turn this corner, and as soon as I turn this corner, fucking one of the valets comes hauling ass in a car parking and missed me by 2 fucking inches. Like, I could feel the wind. The wind was almost knocking me down. It fucking went so fast by me and got so goddamn close. So I just had my eyes bugging out, my mouth open, and all I could do was just fucking just laugh and shit. And I was like, fuck this. I'm going back the long way. So I went back up that way. But I swear to God, dude, my life flashed before my eyes. This goddamn car got so goddamn close to me, dude. So dealing with that, and then I went up to the room, and that's when you came fucking walking by and shit. So I talked to you for a little bit, and then Leva showed up, so then I take her to the airport, and then I almost have another disaster, dude. So I get, my phone's dead, and because I broke my plug-in charger, I fucked that up the day before. So I couldn't charge my phone until I got to my car. But even then, you know, it still takes a few minutes. So I tell her you should GPS the airport, because, you know, I don't know where it's at, really. So she does that. So we drive to the airport, and we're passing by, you know, where I should be dropping her off, and we're looking for American, and all we see is Southwest, Southwest, Southwest. And we're like, where the fuck was everything else? We go back around, and all we see is, once again, nothing but Southwest. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? There's no signs pointing out to any other airlines. What's going on? And then it hits me, and I'm like,
Oh, I already know the story.
Yeah, I'm like, what airport? What airport did you put it? She's like, there's more than one airport? I was like, oh, fuck. So we were at Love, and we needed to go to DFW, so I had to haul ass down the fucking highway. Thank God it was like 4 in the morning. There's no traffic, because I think I did like 20, 25 miles in like 10 minutes.
Damn.
But I got her to the airport in time, but it was like, fuck, you almost die. I almost have her miss her fucking flight. And she was flying straight to Orlando, getting off the plane, and then going to work and working a full shift that day and shit. So at least she didn't have to miss her flight and then miss work and all that other crap. But it was just one, that day was just one disaster after another, dude.
Yeah, fuck. But you're glad to get home.
I was as soon as when I saw that second bus pull up to the hotel, I finally got like a little release. But yeah, before the buses took off, that was fucking nerve-wracking. And then having to deal with fucking everything after that, I mean, that was just fucking insane. And I know you said I held it together, but I think there was about 10 minutes where I was just smashing that clipboard over my head outside the bus. But other than that, it was all right. But any before we wrap up, any other thoughts from the trip that you haven't brought up or anything?
No, man, I've expressed myself pretty well tonight, I think. I think I've covered everything. Yeah, man, it was great to see everybody. Sorry I don't get to talk to everybody, but, you know, just like Dave and Filthy Tom, you know, I know I'm a little bit of a celebrity, but feel free to come up and talk to me. Just come on up, say hi, you know. I'm usually not bothered by it, so I'm approachable. I'm the peace machine.
Dude, unlike Dave and Tom, nobody wants to fucking talk to you, dude. Seriously. talking about almonds went out of style 5 years ago.
No shit. Me too. For me too. I stopped talking about that garbage 5 years ago.
So Roddy doesn't have his alarm on his phone going off every couple hours telling him he has to pull out his bag of almonds and eat them?
Nah, Roddy's got his own shit, man. He's doing great. He looks great. He's happy. He's got a good girl, and yeah, man, he's doing his thing.
So, have you ever rode with his girl?
What do you mean? Oh,
like,
rolled. Yeah. No. No, I just met her one time. Like, I don't fucking.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I've never rolled with her. I've rolled with people who have rolled with her.
You think you could take her?
Oh, fuck yeah. It's just.
Do you think Roddy could take her, or do you think she could take Roddy?
Oh, she'd kill Roddy. But he doesn't. He's not trained. Like, it's not like a. I mean, it's a skill. Like, you don't fucking know how to play jiu-jitsu, you're going to be fucked doing it against me. So, yeah, man, I'd kill her. But I'm sure she's really good for a girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a lot of heat for that.
She just can't take a punch too good, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Like, I bet she'd be awesome if it was all, like, groundwork and shit like that.
I mean, I assume all their games are probably not as, you know, can't be as good as Ronda's, but, you know, comparable to Ronda.
Yeah. You know, I actually saw her Mania weekend.
Ronda?
She was, no, not Ronda, Roddy's girl.
Oh, yeah, she was with him.
Yeah. Well, that and she was at the Shane show because.
Okay.
Shayna didn't wrestle, but she did like her debut interview.
Yeah.
Saying that she's going to be at for like the next taping. So her and what's the other one's name? Is that Jasmine? I always want to say Jasmine.
Jessamine.
Okay. Her and Jessamine were like hanging out and they came out to wave to Shayna when she was doing her little speech. I was kind of disappointed because I was hoping Ronda was going to show up and sit next to me and hang out with me the whole show, but unfortunately that didn't happen.
Hey, do you still post these shows on the radio show thread or not?
Not really, dude. I mean, I posted the last one because it was the Brent thing, and
yeah.
It was all about Mania, but I kind of stopped. And then they got that sub-forum anyway, so it's not like anyone would see the shit anyway. I'm sure fucking maybe 10 people go to the sub forum to do it.
What's a sub forum?
There's a sub forum, dude, in the radio section for shows, off-site shows. See, you don't even know about it. You're a fucking moderator.
I'm only a moderator in my section.
Yeah, your name's in pink for some reason.
Because I asked for it to be in pink.
I haven't really posted it. And then I kind of stopped sending the links to Dave because Dave always put the link in wrong and it never fucking worked when he did it.
Yeah.
And then when Brian stopped doing the update, he let Bix take it over, and Bix is a fucking asshole, and I wouldn't even just refuse to send it to Bix out of principle because I don't want to deal with a piece of shit like that and stuff. So When you started doing the update, I had no fucking clue because I had just stopped reading it because I was just like, fuck Vic, there's nothing on here. He fucking pissed everybody off. No one sends him shit. And there wasn't fucking shit for news in the daily update for fucking a year or two.
Well, again, don't blame him. There was a whole bunch of people.
No, it was him. It was him because he went on this tirade about, oh, don't send me stuff with all the details. Just get to the point. And then I'll print it, and then people were like, well, fuck you, and no one sent him shit. That's why he don't do it no more.
Right.
They didn't, his updates didn't have shit on them.
I'll take your word for it. I don't know.
I guess they're a little better now.
Well, it's not my doing. It's a group effort.
Yeah.
And so don't hate the fucking player, man. I just do what I'm told. I just make the changes that I'm told to make, so.
You're basically
that's why it is
Dave's
the way it
proofreader.
Is. Editor.
So when
Dave
writes
great,
the update, when Dave writes the update, do you have to go in there and correct everything? Because you know he spells worse than I do.
Nope, I let spell checker do that. Yeah, I go in there and just like. A lot of times, you know, you just make a careless error. So I just pick up those things. That's about it.
But did you want to bury anybody on the way out, like fucking Rodney or anybody else?
No, but I still want to fight CM Punk. So if he's out there listening, you know where to find me. I'm willing to take your fight anytime, any place. I'll pass all my wellness, and we'll do some good business. And Rodney, you sack of shit. You fucking, you're yellow, Rodney. You're yellow. I'm calling you a yellow dog, Rodney.
That's pretty low, but
I know. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. In fact, that was so low, I was about to say something, but I forgot. God damn.
So next week, are we going to have back to Craig and Contrere?
Yeah, we were going to do the show because Craig been working on Friday, so he's been wanting to do it on Thursdays. So we were going to do it yesterday, but then he had like a family situation come up, so he couldn't do it. And I told Contrere, we want to do it tomorrow. And then he didn't get back to me till like 2 minutes before the show was supposed to start that night. So, and then he was like, well, I can't do it tomorrow. So I was like, oh, fuck, I'll just call this asshole and see if he wants to do something. And stuff. So, well, yeah, we'll be back
to
normal next week.
Cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, let me throw out the plugs here. Everyone check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at AngryMarks.com along with a lot of other shows. Check out AngryMarks.com. You can also download and stream our show at BlogTalkRadio.com/Contrere and older shows at BlogTalkRadio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Ed in San Antonio. And I actually have an entertaining Twitter, unlike fucking shitty ass Peach Machine or Kindle's food blog or Chairman of Guam or fucking Parking Cone or any other of the six other
baby
gimmick accounts you have.
You hit them all. That's impressive. Yeah, man. Follow me at Peach Machine. Ultimately, that's going to be the only one I keep. I'm phasing the other ones out. But if you'd like to hear my zany, irreverent take on live UFC coverage, check me out tomorrow at halfguarded.com. I'll be writing the Stream of Consciousness recap. But if you want your standard, far more accurate, far more insightful commentary, check it out at WrestlingObserver.com. And I'm also going to be working for Angry Marks tomorrow doing the Fox coverage for their site. I'm going to be doing a post show right up there. So all three of those sites, check them out.
Why would these people want to hire a fucking loser like you? I don't understand that.
Because I'm a good writer, bro. I'm funny. You just don't know.
No, you're not.
No,
you're not.
You know what the real reason is? The real reason is because I say I'll do something and then I do it. You know how many like flake jobs there are out there? People be like, oh yeah, I'll cover this for you. I'll do this for you. And they just fucking biff it big time. That's really wise because I'm consistent.
Consistently asshole.
Yeah.
They just did a dusty finish on this Shine show.
So? What do you mean? Does that mean like turn over the urn and this ashes spread everywhere?
But no, they made it look like Jessica Havoc just won the Shine championship, but she had accidentally been bumped into the referee and took out the referee, so the referee reversed the decision after they gave her the title and she was celebrating.
Oh, okay. I thought a dusty finish was any finish that was controversial.
No, that's what people fucking make it out to be, but it's not. A dusty finish is, it looks like the babyface wins the title and gets the title and starts celebrating.
Oh, okay.
And then the referee interjects and says, no, you're disqualified, or no, you're counted out, or no, this. And they
for
take
whatever
the title
reason,
back.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, whatever reason. That's a dusty finish.
So it's the misdirection title change.
Yeah.
But
over the years, it's been butchered, and people just assume it's any kind of false finish or bullshit finish.
That's how I first learned it.
Yeah.
Because if that was the case, I mean, up and down Raw, it would just be dusties across the board.
Pretty much. Yeah.
All right, well, I guess I'm going to watch this fucking, what was it, TakeOver? Or what was the show I'm supposed to watch here on?
TakeOver.
The most recent TakeOver?
No, don't do that, dude. Fuck the WWE Network. Go to WWE and Live and buy
Shimmer, no, I'm absolutely not doing
Shimmer
that.
Shimmer 80.
I'm absolutely not doing that. I'm going to go watch the network, which I already pay for and never use.
Speaking of which, don't you need to reimburse me for like a year or so that you use my account?
Reimburse you? Reimburse you? Oh,
that should be
free. Talking about $9.99
a month.
Let's talk about start talking about reimbursements. This tab is going to quickly swing in the other direction. For one, my consistent fill-in spots are not free. You agreed to pay me 25% of the downloads in dollars. So.
Okay, first off, you're lying to people because you pay me to be on this show because I'd never have you any other way.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
But anyway, the main event is starting here, so I would much
right.
rather watch Allison K's ass than talk to you. So I'm going to go ahead and end the show, which is probably going to take me a minute because I'm having computer problems. But anyway, let's see if I can end this motherfucker within the next 30 seconds. Probably not.
Da,
I can't even get to
the damn.
All right, I'm almost there.
Free, Nazi, and I. 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 Free,